the Speaker of the House, Jase Bulger. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, I've been talking to a lot of state representatives over the last few weeks, and all I keep hearing is there's no love from the Republicans. They keep shutting us out of the process. And I usually respond by, well, you should have gotten more Democrats involved, or maybe you need to find a way to get the ear of the Speaker and the rest of the Republicans. How do you respond to those state representatives?
Those political claims, frankly, they're not based in fact. As you look at what's happened in the last year, we have involved the Democrats on a multitude of issues. Recently it was bullying, before that, unemployment. We involved them even when they weren't going to support the bill, whether it was the emergency manager law, when they did support the bill through teacher tenure reform. There are just a multitude of issues that have been altered by their input, and they can choose to ignore that if they wish, and certainly make those claims. But that's what they need to do, is they need to focus on the issues. Let's get past the partisan politics. Let's focus on the issues, and the bottom line is deliver results for our residents.
I saw a quote from you in MERS. I thought it was very funny, where you talked about you would hate to be in the minority, and you felt sorry for them, except for the Democrats. That was funny.
Yeah, what I said is, it's very difficult to be in the majority. To have to govern is difficult, but it's awful. It's no fun to be in the minority, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Well, anyone but the Democrats.
Well, we're going to learn a little bit later this week on just how much money is available because of the Revenue Estimating Conference. Tell us about that and what you expect to learn.
I think first and foremost, it's important to demonstrate, or this demonstrates, the importance of financial responsibility, of cautious budgeting, and being responsible as you budget. Because now Michigan's in a place that we haven't been in a long time, and that is talking mid-year about what we're going to do with extra money, with a surplus. In the past, we were constantly having to deal with mid-year budget shortfalls and having to deal with cuts mid-year. So the analysts right now are working through the numbers. It appears the numbers in total will be about $400 million. That are available to be spent, and I think we need to be very cautious and careful with that. I think what we're looking at overwhelmingly is one-time money, and so we can't obligate one-time money to ongoing expenses. We need to look at to continue to reform in ways that will pay off in the future for our citizens and for our children, our students. So I think we need to focus on the classroom. I think one of the things we need to look at is the classroom, but in doing so, I think the best way to do that is to pay down debt, freeing up future money to get to the classroom.
Speaker, we've had some state representatives on the last couple of weeks who insist that the surplus is going to be more than that amount you just mentioned. As a matter of fact, it could be as high as $1 billion. And as opposed to saving that for a rainy day, they think it's raining and pouring and we should spend that now and give some of that, if not most of it, back to education. You just spoke on that. Can you elaborate?
Sure. I think, first of all, $1 billion is incorrect. Much of that money is already appropriated, and so they would be double counting the money. And in fact, that would be just a rush to go back to what got us into this situation that we were in about a year ago. When we took office, we were facing about a $1.8 billion deficit. So it's a vast improvement to be now talking about, instead of deficits, surpluses, but we have to be careful. We have to be cautious with that. So instead of $1 billion that they're claiming, it will likely be closer to $400 million. And when I talk about focusing on the classroom, just one of the ways we can do this, we need to reform the school employee pension system. And that's underfunded as well as overly generous. So if we reform that system, we can drive down the costs for our schools. Those costs today are draining dollars from our classroom. They're strangling school budgets. If we can drive down those costs with one-time money, we are much further ahead because we will have taken one-time money and offered ongoing relief to our schools. So I think we need to get away from the time where people saw extra money as a way to rush out and spend it and to overpromise with that money. And instead, we need to be responsible with that money in ways that will help the schools for years to come.
Speaker, we keep hearing that the House, that the Republicans don't care about education. That's why they cut funding for education. As a matter of fact, they care more about business.
You know, I am the father of two teenage students who are in our public schools. There is nothing further from the truth. Instead, what we want to do is we want to be responsible and help our schools to the greatest way we can. History would show that if we simply gave more money without reforms, the schools would be pinched in their budgets year after year. In fact, that's what's happened in the last decade. New money did not go to the classroom. Instead, it was gone to benefit costs and contract obligations. And the end result was our kids in our classrooms didn't benefit from that. So this past year, we adopted significant reform so that dollars will go to the classroom. And as we're looking at additional dollars, we need to be sure that we're responsible from that instead of frittering it away and having it disappear in 1 year. If we were to rush that money out to schools without being careful and cautious with it, a year from now, our students wouldn't see any difference. Conversely, if we reform the system that is strangling the budgets of our school districts with that money, a year from now, 5 years from now, in fact, 10 years from now, our students would still be benefiting from the decisions we make today.
In the next budget, will there be more cuts in education?
It is not my hope, plan, nor desire, and I think that's true of the entire legislature. We sought last year to press the reset button, to really balance the budget responsibly and balance it once and for all based on real numbers. We were tired of seeing the state wrangle with deficits. In fact, we're demonstrating right now that we're beyond, our hope is that we're beyond that time, and instead we'll be talking about surpluses. But we all have to be cautiously optimistic. We see what's happening on the national level. We see what's happening globally. Our budgets will be driven by the economy. Our budgets, frankly, will be driven by the success of our citizens and what's happening with their own families' budgets. So we're hopeful going forward that our budgets are all going to get better, and that was the purpose of this last budget in facing reality. But that hope has to come with that cautious optimism. We can't be overly excited because we have to be cautious with that and make sure that Michigan doesn't face deficits again. That's the last thing we want.
All right, Speaker Bulger, thanks so much. We'll be talking with you again. Enjoy your day. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tony. Good to be with you.